Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Sanjeevani Parental Limited Q4 FY26 earnings conference call hosted by Kirin Advisors Private Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on a touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Karan Thakur from Kirin Advisors Private Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you. On behalf of Kirin Advisors, I welcome you all to the conference call of Sanjeevani Parental Limited. From the management team, we have Mr. Ashwani Khemka, Chairman and Managing Director, and Mr. Prithesh Jain, Chief Financial Officer. With that, now I hand over the call to Mr. Prithesh Jain for the opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Karan. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for joining us for the Sanjeevani Parental Limited's Q4 and full year financial year 26 post-results earnings conference call. Disclaimer: before I begin, let me mention the standard disclaimer. The presentation that we have uploaded on the stock exchange, including the interaction in this call, contains or may contain certain forward-looking statements concerning our business prospects and profitability, which are subject to uncertainties, and actual results could differ from those in such forward-looking statements about the company. For the benefit of the participants who may be joining us for the first time, Sanjeevani Parental Limited is a WHO GMP-certified pharmaceutical manufacturer with over 25 years of operating experience. We specialize in sterile injection, injectables, and oral solid dosage forms with a primary focus on essential and life-saving therapies. Our products are exported to more than 25 countries across the emerging markets, and we operate manufacturing facilities in Navi Mumbai and Dehradun, supported by an in-house R&D capability. In addition to our co-formulation business, we are building new growth platforms through joint ventures in IV fluids in India and nutraceutical manufacturing in Europe. Financial year 26 marks an important year for the company as we transition from a single-engine business to a multiple vertical growth platform. It is the first year of contribution from Pune infusion facility to the consolidated revenues. Our overseas nutraceutical venture continues to build commercial traction. This is a result of strategic investments we made over the past few years to diversify both our manufacturing base and the revenue streams. Macro markets. During quarter four, financial year 26, the export environment remained normal during January and most of February. However, towards the end of February, Iran-related geopolitical conflicts disrupted the trade activities across the Middle East region. The situation impacted shipping routes, vessel movement, cargo handling, and export logistics across the region. Since the Middle East is a key export market for the company, we were not able to execute exports during the month of March 2026 due to disruption in the shipping and trade movement. As a result, revenues for the quarter were impacted. In addition, the company witnessed an increase in the raw material and the packing input cost during March 26. Higher input prices, along with lower operating leverage due to export dispatches, impacted the gross margins during the quarter. Pharma sector. The pharmaceutical environment across our key export market remains robust, with stable demand and healthy business activity during the quarter. We continue to see steady inquiries and consistent demand across key product categories and geographies. Export opportunities for the Indian pharmaceutical companies remain strong, driven by cost competitiveness, manufacturing capabilities, and rising global demand for quality generics. Management is optimistic about the medium to long-term outlook and sees significant opportunities in the international markets. Company performance. Coming to the company's business performance, due to disruption in export operations during the month of March 26 and resulting loss of export revenues, Q4 revenues witnessed a year-on-year decline. However, the company subsequently implemented alternative export and logistic arrangements to stabilize the shipments and normalize export operations. Management is now seeing improvement in export execution and expects a broader recovery in the export revenues during Q1 FY27, that is April to June 2026 quarters. Hence, we believe that the impact of the disruption is now largely behind us. Our IVF facility in Pune had reported revenue contribution of approximately 1.2 crore in Q3 financial 26, which increased to 2.7 crore in Q4 FY26. The business is witnessing encouraging traction on the commercial front, with customer engagement and order execution gradually improving. As highlighted earlier, while the facility itself is approved and commercialized, product-wise approvals remain an ongoing process. Commercial scale-up is therefore linked to addition and approval of individual products over the time. The company continues to make progress on this front, and part of operational traction is already reflected in Q4 FY26 performance. Management expects sequential further improvement in the business contribution from the facility during Q1 FY27 and over the subsequent quarters as additional products get commercialized and scale up continues. Outlook for financial year 27. Now coming to the broader outlook for financial 20, we expect stronger momentum across all three verticals. In the base business, with export operations now broadly normalized, we expect recovery in the growth in line with underlying demand environment and continued expansion in export markets. In IVF business, FY27 should see a clearer full year impact of operations supported by gradual scale up in commercialization and product portfolio expansion. Similarly, in Prague-based nutraceutical venture, we expect improved traction during financial 27 as commercial activities continue to progress. Overall, we remain optimistic that financial year 27 will be a stronger year for the company, supported by improving contribution from all three business verticals. Transitional factors. Now, on some of the transitional factors, crude oil prices and USDR movement remain important variable in for the input cost of the business. Certain raw material prices are linked to oil derived supply chain, while a meaningful portion of raw material procurement remains import dependent. Accordingly, sustained elevated crude oil prices and unfavorable currency movement can have some impact on input cost. While part of the cost increase can be passed on, some portion of the input cost pressure may have an impact on margins during the period. However, these are largely transitional factors and should moderate as operating conditions normalize. Now coming to the financial performance. So let me share the financial performance of the company for Q4 FY26. Standalone business performance. The base business reported a revenue of 105.1 million, reflecting continual operational movement across our core markets. EBITDA stood at 16.58 million, while EBITDA margins were at 14.7% during the quarter. Profit after tax came at 9.4 million. Segment-wise performance. Injectable revenues stood at 46.7 million, contributing to 44.43% of the revenue from operations. Tablet revenues stood at 54.6 million, contributing 51.95% of the revenue from operations. Market-wise performance. Export constituted 85.26% of the revenue from operations at 89.62 million, while domestic business accounted 14.74%. Core markets of Latin America, Middle East and Africa, and CIS accounted for 76.09% of the revenue from the operations. Consolidated performance. On consolidated basis, the company reported a revenue of 132.1 million during Q4 FY26. EBITDA stood at 21.73 million with EBITDA margins at 15.74%. Profit after tax stood at 5.5 million with a PAT margins of 3.97% during the quarter. With this, we can now open the floor for question and answers. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have first question from the line of Vinod Shah from VS Venture. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, sir. I'm audible.
Yeah, you are audible. Good morning.
So our revenue was down this financial year. So, like, what were the reasons for that? Like, especially in this quarter. So, and how do we accelerate from here?
As I discussed earlier, when the during my opening speech, the March month for this quarter was highly affected due to the geopolitical tensions on account of war between US and Iran. So the shipping routes, availability of the containers and the logistical chain was disrupted, and hence we couldn't do major shipments which we normally do every year in the month of March. So that was the prime reason for drop in the revenues for the current quarter. Going forward, as I again said in the opening speech, we have found out alternate routes and modes to ship our material. So we have already started the shipments, and we expect a fair bit of recovery happening in the Q1 numbers for the current financial year.
Okay, sir. And what would be your target for FY27?
The targets for FY27, on a base business, we should be around 80-85. And on the IV plant from the Pune, we should be in the range of 60-65 for the annual. Though these are annual numbers, but the quarterly numbers may vary. But on an annual basis, we would be committed to those numbers.
Okay. And so currently, like, tablet and injectables have over 50% of our revenue. So how do you see this product mix, like, in next 2-3 years?
Your voice is not clear.
Yeah, is it better now?
Yeah, better.
Yeah. So I was saying tablets currently contribute around 50% of the revenue. So how do you see this product mix evolving, let's just say, over the next 2-3 years?
In 2-3 years down the line, the injectable will be steady and it will be increasing. But tablet and capsule portfolio will be substantially increasing, because tablet and capsule dosages we have found in various other countries. And those dosages acceptance and approvals are expected in the coming year. Few we got it last year, and this we are expecting this year, and it will be increasing. Tablet portfolio will be increasing more. And when IV comes in picture, so IV will be separate, and there also same thing, will have export and domestic and institution.
Okay, okay, sir. Thank you, sir. I will join back with you.
Thank you. reminder to all the participants that you may press star even to ask a question. The next question from the line of Abhishek Bhaskar from Alpha Wealth. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir.
Hello.
So my first question will be, the new IV fluid infusion plant in Pune that has commenced commercial production, what are the current utilization levels and what does the ramp-up timeline look like over the next 4 to 6 quarters?
See, we have just started commercial production last year, December 2025, and it's gradually picking up, and in the current coming year, in the 4 quarters, so it will be gradually like 40%, 45%, 60%, and by the 4th quarter, it will be at the 70% utilization.
Oh, okay, okay. So when do you expect the Pune facility to make material and visible contribution to your top line and margins? And what revenue potential does this plant represent at full capacity?
This year it will be giving a representation in the balance sheet also. as our CFO told you very clearly, that this year, annually, we will be doing around a revenue of 60 crores, and it will be having a profit that will be contributing to the main balance sheet. By gradually it improves, and the capacity and utilization will be exceeding.
Okay. Okay, sir. Understood. Also I would know about the nutraceuticals, contribute only approx 3.45% of your revenue, right?
Yeah. That is
something you plan to invest behind and scale meaningfully, or does it remain a small opportunistic part of your portfolio?
Currently, parent Sanjeevani owns 45% in that JV, and we are under negotiation for majority stake, but it is yet to happen. When it will happen, we'll be announcing it. In our balance sheet, the sales won't reflect because we are a minority shareholder. Only the profit will be added to this balance sheet.
Okay. Also, I would like to know about the exports contribution that are nearly 78.5% of your revenue, heavily concentrated in CIS, Middle East, and Latin America.
Your voice is not clear.
Given the political volatility in some of this region, how are you, like, thinking about the geographic diversification and de-risk the business?
No, we are not. We have done a export revenue contribution in the total turnover is 76%. Our risk is spread. We are into Latin America, MENA region, CIS, Southeast Asia. Nobody is having a lopsided effect. CIS region is a very small contributor to the total turnovers.
Okay. 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 Yeah. I will be joining back in the queue. If I have further question, I will ask.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Reminder to all the participants that you press star one to ask a question. The next question from the line of Pratik Shah, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to understand on Hail Pune plant. We have guided for approximately 16 million bottles annual capacity. Could you share the productions and the sales volume achieved in the last quarter, along with what is the expectation for FY 2027?
See, the capacity installed is correct, 60 million. Last quarter we did approximately.
We had a revenue of 3.5 crores in all.
Okay. 4 months.
Yeah. As far as the bottle counts are concerned, it would be roughly 2 odd lakh bottles only as of now.
Okay. What about the revenue outlook for Praj Ventures?
Praj Ventures is a nutraceutical, and as we told earlier also in the replies, we own 45%. We did a revenue of 500,000-600,000 euro last year, and their balance sheet accounting is January to December. Being the first year, the profit did not come to our books. It will be released only in current year. That is ramping up, and this year we have a good order book in Praj, and we are doing healthy business there. That is not affecting much due to the logistic issues. As you all are aware, the logistic issues have been a big issue. Not only logistic is only a part, but with the logistic comes many supplies from Middle East, like aluminum. India is dependent heavily on aluminum from Middle East, plastics. Those things are erratic in supplies and the prices have gone up. You have to maintain the inventories and to procure the orders and have a stock with you to suffice the current year.
Sir, can you please guide me, like, how 2 lakh bottles give us the 3 crores revenue in Hail Pune plant? Can you please elaborate?
Yeah.
It's.
Yeah, just to correct.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, just to correct myself, when I said 2 lakh, it wasn't 2 lakh, it was 2 million bottles. That is a correction from my side.
Okay.
2 million bottles is contributing a revenue of around 3.5 crores.
Sir, considering we have seen these logistic disruption in the last quarter, how we are seeing this panning out for the next 1 or 2 quarters? Will we see some pain in the next 1 or 2 quarters, or we are already over with it?
No. See, this Till it is normalized, I don't know how long it will take. We wait for how the government is negotiating. But we have found out different routes. We are transporting our goods to Saudi Arabia to Turkey. And from there we are distributing it. And it is cost has also increased in the logistic fare. And other route is to Southeast Asia. So these are the two routes everybody is focusing on. And due to shortages of container and the shipping lines, so this challenge will be there for three months, and then we hope it will be normalized.
As you mentioned, the logistic cost and every expenses will be increased. So, what margins can we expect for FY27? It will be a dip, or it will be even in the range of 16-17%.
No, the margin dip will not be there, as you know, the dollar has appreciated. So that is covering up most of the things. So that part will be taken care of on that. Margins will be in the line, what I have been told.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. The next question from the line of Maitri Shah from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah, hello, yeah. Good morning. Firstly, on the IV side, could you help me out with what sort of steady state margins do you expect on the IV business going forward?
Going forward on an annualized basis, we expect EBITDA margins of around 17-18%.
And currently, for FY26, did we break even on the margins for the IV business? Or?
Yes, we were able to achieve the EBITDA margin targets, which we mentioned right now. But okay. The interest and the depreciation part is taking, since okay. It was an newly operated or newly started business. Okay. So gradually even that will even out and the bottom line will come out properly.
So we expect to break even in FY27. Is that
yes, definitely. Yes, okay, yes, 100%.
And the capacity here is 60 million or 16 million?
The capacity for the whole year is 16 million on annualized.
60? Okay.
60.
Okay. And the 2 million bottles that we kind of had sales for the 3.5 crore, that was for quarter 3 and quarter 4. Is that correct?
Yes. Correct.
Okay, okay. Secondly, you mentioned that we'll be also increasing the IV business internationally. So the guidance that you gave of 60-65 crores, are we expecting any international sales coming in this year or
yes.
These three
this year.
Oh, this year, okay.
Yeah. We are expecting sales this current year only.
Okay, that is great. And the margins on the export side are on the similar range, 17-18%?
Yeah, similar and somewhere better also.
Sometimes better also, okay. And the 80-85 crore kind of base guidance you've given for this year, it seems, what sort of growth are we expecting on the tablets, on the injectables and nutraceuticals? Where do you see the growth coming in from for this 80-85 crore guidance?
The growth is coming majorly from the injectable side and tablet also coming to equally. 10-12% mm-hmm. growth will come from injectable and tablet is 7-8%. And nutraceutical will also ramp up this year. 8-9%.
8-9%. And on the nutraceutical side, any timelines on when we can be the majority stakeholders for that business or it still
is? We have been trying since last 2 years. We are waiting, hope for the good.
Okay, so the nutraceutical business, we are directly adding the PAT to our numbers. Is that correct? Right now, we're not recording any revenue.
Yes, we add the PAT number to the balance sheet. But this year, we could not add because that was the first year and remittances were not here. Current year, it will be remitted and it will be added to the balance sheet.
Okay, so this year, there was no kind of proportion from nutraceutical?
No. It was in our notes, we have mentioned it. We had, our contribution was there, and since it's the first year, the European Union doesn't allow to take the dividend on the profits first year. Next year, it will be given fully.
Okay. Okay, that is okay. Great. And any issues on the sales in April and May to Middle East right now? Because it kind of contributes the majority portion of our export revenue. So,
It's not majority, it's divided in our regions. Yeah, though we face some challenges, but now we have found out different routes where we can supply our materials to those areas. As I told in my earlier statement, we are looking via Saudi Arabia and Turkey to pass on the consignments in those regions.
And they are agreeing to take on the kind of extra charge on the logistics that is being
added. Yeah, you have read some government notification also. Some portion of this is going to be reimbursed by the government of India. Some small portion will be taken over and some will be the government buyer.
Okay. And on the aluminum and plastics also, you mentioned that there's sourcing difficulties. So are we able to kind of find alternative channels for those as well? For our
Raw materials, there's not much issue here. Only the packaging material, like plastic is a major component and the aluminium. So that we have found out various other sources from China, Taiwan, these areas.
Okay. Yeah, that is it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. Reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question from the line of Tri Vikram Gupta, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Firstly, I just wanted to understand a bit on the receivable side. So we actually see receivables from FY25 to FY26 have stayed at similar levels. But if we compare to FY24 numbers, there is a huge jump in receivables. So I just wanted to understand the underlying reasons behind this.
Yeah, the receivables, if I compare to previous financial year, that is March 25, we were at 17.3 last year. This year we are at 11.5. So there is an improvement in number of days vis-a-vis the last year.
Yeah, so but if you see last to last year, the receivables were considerably less. So why has this spurt in receivables come?
Yeah, so if I see the turnover for last to last year, the turnover was too low. We were at around 54 and we are still growing from that stages. So as we grow further, this number may vary even further.
Okay, but sort of sales has grown by 14 crores and receivables have grown by around 10 crores. So I just wanted to get an idea around that.
That receivable numbers may not be in proportion to the increase in the revenues. It all depends on my newer customers, terms of payment with the customers.
Gentlemen, just see, we had a sales turnover of the base business was 65 crore out, and the receivable was 11.5 crore, okay? And this is just 2 months, 65 days cycle. And if you see last year, it had gone up to 90 days. So it has improved. So though entire market is not a cash market or an advance market, so 60 days is a very fairly good for a farmer in today's scenario. If you are able to receive the our receivables within 60 days.
Thank you for that. Next question that I have is regarding the infusion plant that we have. So you've been guiding for great good volume growth from this quarter. So I just wanted to understand, when is the timeline when we'll be on a 10 to 15 crore quarterly run rate? Can you just shed some light on this?
From second quarter, it will be same line, and we have already started ramping up, and this quarter will be also a good quarter. But annualized, we have told very clearly that we are going to cross around 60 crores.
Okay. Is there some quarter that you're expecting that we'll have an inflection point where we can reach 10 to 15 crores?
It would be difficult to comment on this right now because, as I earlier said, we are more focused for the annualized numbers, and commenting or saying anything for the quarter on quarter would be difficult at this juncture. But definitely, as we move forward from Q1 to Q4, we will be moving northwards only.
And lastly, what margin profile are we expecting from our baseline business going ahead?
So the baseline business, the EBITDA would range around 15.5 to 16.5% EBITDA margins.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you. We have next question from the line of Rupen Shah, who is an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, sir. It's thank you for giving me the opportunity. So my first question is that the pharmaceutical and injectable space is seeing increase in competition from both like domestic and international players. So how are we differentiating on quality or pricing or customer relationship? Where is our competitive mode? I want to ask.
So we are into injectable business for more than almost 25 years more. Okay. And we have not had any quality issues and everything. And our customer support and our customer tie-ups are more than 15 years old. And we have been in developing new products every year for this markets and filing new dosages every year. So our base business is stable, and with the customer base, it is increasing gradually, and we are opening new markets every year.
Okay, okay. So it's like a legacy and relationship we have.
Yes.
Plus, we are more focused on the quality, so that is what is differentiating us. Plus, the turnaround time for deliveries of the material with the customers new as well as the past. So that is one more point which is differentiating us from the other players in the market.
Okay, okay. Can you list any players direct, like apple to apple comparison player?
It would be difficult to comment on the peers for an apple to apple comparisons because the markets which we deal, the products which we deal may or may not be the similar markets and the products for them as well.
Okay, so any few if you want to mention them?
Yeah, I didn't get the last sentence which you mentioned.
I mean any few, if it's not an apple to apple, but any business vertical we are, you know, similar with them. So any peer you would like to mention?
Like see there, Pharmic Firma is a company, Kamal Life Science is there.
Okay.
And these are the companies they do what? Similar portfolios, and similar, they're not 100% similar, but they are nearly.
Okay, right. My second question is, have you seen any pricing pressure in your export market in the past years, or have you, how are you managing without sacrificing margin? That's the case.
No, we are not importing much of our material. Our import contribution is less than 1% of the total turnover.
Okay. Thank you. And my... Sorry for the disturbance.
Voice is not clear.
Third question. My actually third question is, could you give us a sense of our current working capital cycle, like debtor days or inventory days? And
there is a disturbance from your side. Please, there is a call coming to you either. We are not able to hear you.
Sorry. Let me repeat my question. That could you give us a sense of your current working capital cycle, like data days, inventory days?
See, the data days, as I said earlier, also we are improving year on year.
Okay.
We would continue to improve. So right now, for this financial year, the data days were around 65 to 70 days. We would be in the range of 55 to 60 in the coming periods. The creditors will also improve because the more we have a free cash flow, we can better manage the creditors and get higher discounts, if at all. So this is how the working capital will go, look like going forward.
Okay. Any stress point there are, especially in given high export concentration?
No.
Okay. And when do you think? When do you think about 5 years from now as our future? Where does we look at like you know revenue mix or geographics or any product profile?
So it's too long a period to comment right now. So okay. We won't be commenting right now anything beyond a year.
Okay. Fine, just let me get back to the queue again. Thank you for answering the questions.
Thank you.
Reminder to all the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. We have next question from the line of Santosh Kurakaran from Financial Finesse. Please go ahead.
Thank you. So, sir, what is the contribution of the Middle East for our top line?
So it's in the range of 40 to 45%.
Middle East, Africa, MENA region.
So when we say Middle East, we say Middle East and Africa region both.
Oh, all right. Okay. And can you please quantify the impact of this raw material price hike on the margin?
The raw material price have increased, though in the month of March it had skyrocketed abnormally due to this war and certain speculation in the market who has the material to jack up the prices. But now it is settling down and we are covered and we usually keep inventory of almost 2 months.
Okay. And if this price hike continues or sustains, will we be able to pass on the raw material price increase to the customers?
Yes. We are very well aware of, and we have done the same in the past also. During COVID times also, we had passed on the same to the customers.
Thank you. And for the Pune IV facility, how many products are currently approved and how many are in the pipeline?
Currently, we have 5 approval and 18 are in the pipeline.
And what could be a timeline for the approval, you know, which are in the pipeline?
Pipeline approval should have come in the month of February and March. But due to the issues in the approval process and transfer of people in the government, it takes some time. But we expect a quite chunk of approval in this month only. And now, the approval process, initially it used to be very easier. Now, if anybody who started a new plant and getting approval, it is taking people 2 years, 3 years. Since we are in this field and injectable for many years, so it was easier for us to get it, but though it took some time, and now we are in the line with that.
Excellent. Thank you. And when you projected a top line of around 60 crores from this IV line, so are you considering the, you know, this 18 products which are in the pipeline as well to contribute?
Not full 80. From that 18, maybe 6.
All right. Thank you. That's all from my side.
Thank you. Reminder to all the participants that you want to press star and one to ask the question. The next question from the line of Sakshi Shinde from Shah Consultancy. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yeah, you are audible.
I have two questions on margin. So, the margin for the full year is around 16%. You became in software at 16%.
Your voice is not clear. We are not able to hear.
Ma'am, can you come closer to the phone?
No, sir, my question is on margins, on EBITDA margins. I think this quarter we reported softer margin compared to the full year margin. So my question is to understand what will be the margin target for FY27.
So, the base business, madam, the margin will be increasing as we have been in this similar market, and in the last hiccups were there for the month of February and in March. And our many approvals are expected in this month and by this quarter. So newer and good higher property products are the end of our time.
Again, for the PAT margin, if we look, we have lower. Like,
madam, your voice is cracking. We are not able to hear a single word. Your voice is cracking.
Are you able to hear me now, sir? Hello. Are you able to hear me now?
Yes, now a little better.
Yeah, okay. So my next question is again on margin, on PAT margins, which is a lower rate compared to the full year. So could you just walk us through key drivers of that gap and whether any of those are on-off in nature?
See, the PAT margins are derived from the EBITDA margins only. So the way my EBITDA margins will vary, the similar variance would be also visible in the PAT margins. So as sir, you said, we have some good products which are expected with higher EBITDA margins. So if those come into, and as I already provided the guidance, the base business would have an EBITDA margins of 15.5 to 16.5% range. So accordingly, the PAT margins will also reflect going forward.
Okay, and as a new Pune plant scaler, how do you expect the fixed cost absorption to play? And what is the medium-term EBITDA margin target for the business?
Ma'am, see, even for Pune, we have said that for the whole year, we would be looking at a number of around 60-odd crores on the top line and with an EBITDA margin in the range of 17% to 18%. So this will play out throughout the quarters. Maybe a quarter or two, we may see a low EBITDA or strain on margins because the plant is newer, the expenses would be higher. But as we scale up in Q3, Q2 and Q4, the margins would be better and we would end up the whole year at around 17 to 18% of EBITDA for Pune plant itself.
That is so much, thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
We have next question from the line of Vinod Shah from VS Master. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello sir. Am I audible?
Yeah, you are audible.
Yeah, audible.
So sir, manufacturing, you highlighted the manufacturing decision chain. So could you walk us through like some specifically operational changes or process improvements that you made in FY26 and that could structurally improve our margin?
Improvement of margins come from various sources, as everybody knows and even you know. But as far as the structural changes, we are very closely monitoring our input cost, the API, the packing material cost, so that the margins which we are targeting should be delivered to you.
Okay, sir. And are we able to pass on the input cost or are we like taking a hit on our P&L? So how is it?
Yes, we are able to pass on because we don't have a long-term contract with our buyers wherein we are stuck for the price fixation. So our price part is open depending on the international price revisions and rates.
Okay, sir. That's all, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. That was the last question. I now hand conference over to Mr. Karan Thakur for closing comments.
Thank you everyone for joining the conference call of Sanjeevani Parenteral Limited. If you have any further queries, you can write to us at research@kiranadvisors.com. Once again, thank you everyone for joining the conference.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Green Advisors, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect lines. Thank you.